Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody on Twitter. I just wanted to let you know, I told you that I was, you know, the radio tour show of the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits. Really the hits, you know. It's the hits, you know. You see the logo of the guitar. It is winding down. Yes. It's winding down. But I'm not going to stop doing podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, or on social media. So there's one more show. I've done a lot of shows, but it's a joy to do. I think it's time for me to try to transition. But one thing for sure is that the music is so important. This is something I've been doing for decades since I was a child, you know. Also, priorities with creativity comes up. But I'm always going to be there. So I will be doing podcasts on Twitter still, but when you see the logo, it won't have the album logo. It just might have a picture of, you know, Dove Knight or me, who is me, or something, I don't know, a dark picture you'll see. But I will be doing periodically podcasts. As I said, I would be doing maybe once or twice a week, or maybe more. It would be dealing with different issues, because I'm an artist, intellectual, so I have a lot to say. But it will, the music will definitely be part of it. I did do podcasts that were on Twitter about different issues in the past. So it's going to be like that. So I'm not leaving podcasting. I'm just, you know, the emphasis on the album, the Dove Knight Matter, Part 2, the hits, is ending. You know, it's part of the tour, you know, of podcasting. And Dove Knight will continue, but I want to say thank you for listening or who listened to Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits. It was, I really thank you. I do this because, it's like what I really wanted and what I really want to do and what else I want to do is still part of the creative process. It's part of a dream. And as I mentioned in many podcasts, when I make these podcasts, it's part of that dream. You know, and I talk about issues. I'm going to talk about more issues regarding dreams, you know, or something related to politics, entertainment, something, you know, reporting, news, or whatever that comes to my mind, or intellectual. Because I have been a target of others throughout my life who I wanted to take away my dreams. And it's important that if you have a dream, you go for it. And how hard it is, even if you don't see the ending result, because the ending result can happen later. It can happen many years later, or happen. As I say, better late than never. Despite the obstacles, it's part, the most important thing is you have a talent. And I want to say that for those, you know, like me who haven't seen the recognition or seen, you know, who went through a lot of hardship, I went through so much hardship in all so many areas of my life, but creativity kept me going. And it was painful to go through that, but the inspiration came from is writing the songs. Like, you know, when I write those rock songs, you know, because I was a rock and roller, I was so into rock when I came to Hollywood to go for my dreams, like this one. And then there was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And that song was an illustration, you know, here the struggles of school, but the struggles of being an artist. You know, I want to go and sing. You know, I wanted to go and sing a song. And I was at the clubs, and I was out there singing and preparation, vocal exercises, warm-up or training, playing instruments, trying to get in bands, and being told I, you know, I'll put downs or rejections. It took a toll on me, but I kept doing it. And, you know, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It was about going for those dreams and trying to be positive. Whatever dream you have is important. That's why we come to Hollywood or New York City to go for that dream. And it's important to go for it as much as possible. For the art entertainment industry, and that's what I realized. But in spite of what happened, it was while I was the pain from the atrocities that I experienced, being judged because I was poor, being judged because of my size, my weight, I was too big to be a pop star or too old, judged because of the people looked at my public access tape with an amateur band. When I say that, I put that on Twitter because the band didn't want to be famous, but I did. You know, we wanted to be professional. Let's just say professional, to go be successful professional. And they didn't want to go, so that was another. I didn't want myself, my dreams to be taken away. But I kept on, and that was just that was not a band that wanted to be professional. And then going to Rainbow and singing and getting highs and I keep getting reminded and remind myself to continue to do it. And it's just how it is. You know, the opinions does not determine someone's dream. But at the same time, harassment and trying to destroy me for just simply having a dream is simply unfair and cruel, but also wrong and evil. It's no excuse. And that's what I experienced. Because people wanted me to be a tragedy, a loser, take my dreams away, steal my song, all that stuff. But I kept doing it. And I'm going to continue to create. I write songs, and I have to put it with my BMI accounts and stuff to make sure I know and write it down. I mean, because when the music thing is not over, even if I don't release a record no more or not, the music is still part of me where I can write it on the keyboard or if I can sing it, if I want to sing because I've been doing it for so long. It's all genuine, and that's why I came out here to Hollywood. And the sad thing is that I experienced so much hatred and put-downs and harassment simply because I had a dream and someone was jealous or someone who wanted to take it away. So my answer to that is I know people who are out there struggling like me in Hollywood or otherwise to continue to go for your dream. And, you know, it was so remarkable that I did get to the professional level and to do it and to release 6 albums was such a huge hurdle to conquer. And I'm going to release another album. And I'm going to say that the album may come out within 6 months. It will be with some of the greatest hits, yes. I will add another 2 songs. And I written these on the keyboard. And they were not studio album songs, you know, because all the songs were done in the studio. I had to collaborate with another person to write it or, you know, because I had to come up with the melody and sing it. The next one will be just raw, where I just sing from the heart on the keyboard that I written. It's about love. And then the other one will be probably instrumental, where you hear me play the keyboard. And that's part of that dream. The dream to make it and the dream to be successful and to be happy, because I'm blunt, you know. But at the same time, it's to, you know, I didn't do this to be an amateur or to have someone tell me that to give it up and do something else. Some people wanted me to be a counselor, and I didn't come out to Hollywood to be a counselor. That would be taking away my dreams, too. I came out here to be an entertainer. And because of that, that was the reason why I made these records. But also, I'm an all-around entertainer. As you can see in my videos, I act. I acted in movies a little bit, and I also do podcasts. I write books, so it's part of the whole repertoire of Dub Night. And I'm sorry to anyone who has been offended by anything I say or done on Twitter or Facebook or make a insinuating opinions that may or may not be true, but I'm just a performer, entertainer who have a dream. And if you have a dream like me and you're living near Hollywood or not, or if you're living somewhere in the midst of Kansas or somewhere, go for it for the rest of your life and never give up. And that's all I have to say. But the next album, it won't be no radio tour. I would just put it on Twitter and so on, you know. It's not going to be what it is with these podcasts. Talk about different issues related to what I feel, but music is definitely going to be one of them. So the music podcasts that I have had done past 2 months are going to be the same. But, you know, that's part of who I am and what I am, because I also been doing podcasts for 6-7 years. I started off having fun and joking, and then I got real serious. So that's what it's for. I have a voice to talk. Because I'm living near Hollywood. There's a bunch of musicians and artists who I know one person who struggled and never got any recognition. And then on the cross, I hear someone who talk about getting in the industry this way and this way, and just started doing it. And I'm like, good for them. But there's, you know, it's about belief, and it's about action, and it's about the negative and positive aspects of life, to stay with the positive and never to give up. Because I had to transition to do other things related to creativity, but in life itself, but I'm not giving up. So that's all I need to say to you, because that's why I always say and be nice to people when I'm on podcasts pretty much when I do this, because it's the truth. And I'm not afraid to tell the truth, because the truth doesn't hurt me. And I have to tell it like it is, because I've been through a lifetime where I see things and people are saying, oh, you can't say this and say that. as long as I'm respectful, I have to tell the truth. As long as ain't nothing disrespectful, no prejudice or nothing, then I tell the truth. So being an artist for me has been a tremendous undertaking of pain and suffering, blood, sweat, and tears. But at the same time, it has been a tremendous inspiration to continue to do it, and I will continue to do it for the rest of my life. Because I've been doing it for several decades. And when someone says, "Oh, you can't do it," that's not fair. So it's about being positive and continue to do it. The public access videos, if you anyone seen them, were not released by me. I don't know. They were on shows or whatever. There were several public access videos. They were done a long time ago. It has nothing to do with the, they were not released since 2021. So there's nothing to talk about. It's to talk about just belief and not letting the naysayers win. It's to talk about truth, honesty, and positivity. Because positive situations is to continue to do it. Positive consequences you have to be fulfilled. Negative situations, if I quit, then it's a negative situation. The negative consequence is I will not be happy, and I can't do that or hang around with the wrong people or bad people who are going to hurt me. That's a negative consequence from a negative person, a negative situation. I can't do that. I can't do that to myself. I suffered too much. I went through the pain of racism near me, and I went through the pain of simply craziness and insanity. But I can't let that stop me. Going for my dream, and part of it, the reason why, is because of jealousy and because of someone's craziness, because they simply cannot accept that I wanted to be something that would make me happy. And I got to do something to make me happy. As long as they ain't bothering nobody, writing a song or singing at my age, I'm still young, very young, but still, you know, the thing is, writing and singing a song, is nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with whoever you are or what you are. There's nothing wrong with what lifestyle I have or what color skin I am, because God made me who I am. It's natural. It's always going to be that way on this planet or anyone else, you know, because that's what I'm supposed to do. It's part of who I am. Satisfied, fell in love with you. You can look it on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes. It's on the Dust Night Matter Part 2. And this is the last time I'm going to be playing these songs. So when I... the next show will be my last one. It will be May 3rd. So that would be within 24 hours. I'm going to say I'm still going to be doing shows. I'm not gone. But the Dove Night Matter Part 2, the hits, is for you. And I'm going to leave, you know, where you can find the Dove Night Matter Part 2. And that is it. So when you hear me on podcast, you'll hear me talk about something else or something related to music. But it'd be kind of a topic. You know, I've done so many shows with different topics. So I'm not leaving, but thank you. Thank you for listening. And as I say, go. As I say always, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy, even if it's for a day or two. Don't let anyone take your dream away. Have people constantly, even now, who want to take my dreams away, and I can't let that happen, you know, because God didn't put me on the planet to be a tragedy. He put me on this planet to be a winner, and he put you on this planet to be a winner too, and then for you to go for your dream and to have it come true. May God bless you all. But when I say that, God is an energy that I believe that's within everything. and the diversity of life is part of it. So no matter who you are, what you are, where you come from, we are all equal. We are all God's children. Because I do believe in God. But I do believe in God that accepts people of all different creeds and colors and flowers and trees. Not a God that discriminates. God does not discriminate or judges. God sees it through everything. And I'm speaking from a philosophy for someone who's just likes to speak about it. I'm not trying, it's from my opinion, and I'm just speaking from philosophy only. It has nothing to do with any religion or anything. It's beyond religion. It's acceptance of love, it's spirituality. Spirituality is beyond religion. And that's what I believe. It accepts all religions and all people who love and cherish each other, because we're all God's children, and we all have dreams like me. Good day, good night. See you to the next show from Dove Night.